I don't want to see a policeman on the street. Go and look for weapons. Go arm yourselves and see what is going to happen. Build weapons if you don't have any. Go and construct one. Go and build one. Even ordinary catapults, anything you have, go and use it. And destroy them. Destroy them, mad people everywhere. They are going to see something they've not seen before. And as we are destroying them, we are finding out where their children are. They are making mothers to become childless. And we are also going to make them become childless. They want destruction, we give them destruction. Mad people everywhere. What's that going now? No going back. I told them, the thing is like before. You come, you shoot, you go. And commission of inquiry, this. Let us, anywhere you see Sanwo Olu, you attack him. Tinubu must, his hotel must be burnt down. Burnt down. Mad people everywhere. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Master Griffin, sir.
Yes, please. Where are you calling from?
Master, my name is Kelly Padabuchi. I'm calling from Iguacha.
What is happening? You lost your voice. Were you leading the protest today? Were you the one leading it? Because your voice is no longer there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are direct at Oyibo Express as I'm talking to you.
Oh, right now. Amazing. Amazing
so,
stuff.
Yes, sir. So, sir, the protest in Oyibo today was something else.
I know.
We walk all the way from Oyibo to...
It is Obibo, not Oyibo. Remove that Y. It's Obibo.
Yes, Obibo, sir. Obibo, right away now, we are at Obibo Express, directing and singing. Even the police, they couldn't do anything today. They were just looking at us. And right now, we are at Express Obibo, directing right now. I'm talking to you, sir.
If the police moves, you move them. You know, that's what they used to say to us before. If you move, I move you. If the police tries anything, get hold of them, kill them, and burn down the police station. That is the price they're going to pay. Anywhere they kill somebody, every police station around there should be burnt down to the ground. Every police person caught in the police station should be killed. They're zoo animals. They think they can intimidate us like before. This is generation 2020. This generation cannot take any rubbish anymore. Enough is enough. And there is no going back. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Obi is rocking. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I was told that Ifo Imota, the man that led the troops to toll gate, that's what Fulani does, is an Igbo man. Okay, we shall find him. People should find this man, get his picture and that of his children. Find it immediately, please, so he will know what it means to lose a loved one. Please go ahead. Where are you calling us from?
All right, I'm calling from Ikeja, precisely, sir.
What is happening in Ikeja right now? Please tell us.
Allen has been blocked since morning. I was there live. It has blocked since morning. I left them there around that kind 7:30. And secondly, we didn't have any attack whatsoever. In fact, all voice was one. And secondly, the NSAS of 13, the strategy the federal government want to use, they're going to tell you they end those SARS and they're going to send those SARS to start robbing people. And they would turn around to say, you people are the one that asked us to stop SARS. So stopping SARS is not even the end. The main thing is complete, you know, the end of Nigeria. That's what people want. Now people are not even talking about ending SARS anymore. They are saying that what they are singing today now is Trumbo must go. That's what they are singing, even all the Eurocrats.
Tinubu is in trouble. Tinubu is in very, I'm telling you the truth. That man is gone. Anywhere Tinubu runs to, if he likes, let him run to England, we'll find him. Anywhere Tinubu runs to, we are going to find him. He's going to win. You're a politician. He's a leader. You're our leader. I say, shut up your stinking, dirty, useless zoo mouth. You are an idiot. I told you that all these umokoko you call, these are charlatans. They have nothing to offer. This is the first major political crisis they have faced. Look at how they have failed. Look at, they cannot even read the mood of the people.
They think his intimidation will work. Now let me tell you. Let me make it abundantly clear to everybody, please. Nobody should go for visa. Every access road to every embassy should be blocked. No visa, only for on medical grounds. Nobody is flying out. I want Lagos Airport to be grounded. No flights coming in, none going out. They said Al Jazeera has finally carried the Lekki massacre. Not as a news item. We want them to bring their van with their satellite dish on Lekki. We want them to bring it to Aba. Anyway, let them not come to Aba until we finish what we're doing. Let them go to Lekki and mount their satellite dish and be telling the reporting live from the protest venue. That any other place in the world, that is what they are going to do. That is what they normally do. They mount their dish and they are reporting live. That is not as a news item. There was a clash on Lekki Bridge between protest, anti-government protesters and the security forces. The report says that four people died and many were injured. The government said they will investigate. Rubbish. We want you to bring your van. Bring your van. In fact, if you see any BBC journalists, hold them until they bring their van, their big dish, and start transmitting it live. Mad people. If you don't behave like a mad person in the zoo, we are not going to succeed. This revolution will not work. You have to have the mentality of a mad person. You have to be a more mad than a Miyet Yala cattle to succeed. I'm telling you the truth. N'ihi na maopare mege ka onye ara galo ya nwanyi. It's an adage in the oldest language in the world. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes, please. Start ambushing soldiers where you are. Set trap for them. Go and dig a ditch on the road. If they are coming, they will fall in there. Their vehicle will somersault and they will die. Start killing them now. If you don't kill them, they will kill you. Tomorrow I will tell you I told you so. If you don't kill them, they are going to kill you. That is the way Nigeria works. If you don't understand, now you understand it. Please go and tell us where you are, please. Where are you?
I'm calling from
Igwacha. Igwacha, what is happening in Igwacha right now, please?
For now it's peaceful. We march around in Igwacha today to the police headquarter. I will come back and there's some group in Waterline Junction and they want to keep the jeep there. Another group also is in Elelawa. They're also keeping the jeep there today. Everybody is there. So now weather is in peace, but some people who to come to South Road when there are the stars shot on the air and people ran away. They didn't shoot direct, they shot sporadically on the air. And people ran away at South Road where in Igwacha.
That SARS place in Igwacha should come down. Anywhere you have SARS, I thought they said they have disbanded them. But they have SARS Road.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, we have SARS Road. Somewhere going to Rupopo, people who took us a protest from a section going that side, passing towards their station, they begin to shoot on the air and people scamp out for their safety. And while tomorrow everybody has sat down in Waterlines bus stop and everybody is there.
Thank you very much. Tinubu will know how powerful we are tonight. I gave the order and his hotel is on flames. Is in flames, I should say, as you speak correct English. Simple order. People play with, they don't know what IPOB. People actually play with this. They don't know how formidable we are. As soon as his hotel, they started seeing smoke. They called Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera came. And now they're reporting on Lekki. They're playing with us. We are the largest mass movement in the whole world. And I promise you, after this protest, wherever Aisha boyfriends go, you will hear a news. that two people were shot dead, but that the ear of the Nigerian president was missing because it's silicone and we'll pull it off. Now you know how mad we are. I was telling them, you know, Joshua and Gina, I said to them, dialogue now. They said, no, who are these? Ohanese told them, these are the frauds, leave them. They want money, give them money. When they arrest our people, they will say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu will also take money. After all, it was Rike took money. Nnamdi Kanu. I said, no. I have no need for anything in life. I don't have a car. I'm not doing anything with it. I don't have a house. I'm not doing anything with it. Nothing. I'm not doing nothing with them. I was born to make sure that Biafra will come in our time. That's all. Nothing more. Freedom for everybody, not just for Biafra. For do the work for Medo, but everybody to be free. That was why we came. Not to be to collect money from people and build a large house, you know, where with a swimming pool and in your hotel and there. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, Master. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Where are you?
I'm currently at Obo Hill in Aba.
What is happening there where you are?
Currently, you know, we need guns. At the moment, we need guns.
Are you part of the volunteer command? Are you part of the volunteer? You are not in volunteer. You don't say you need guns on the air, because if you are an inner member, you will understand. You don't do that. Please, if you want to fight to defend Biafra land, join the nearest volunteer command. As simple as that. Or they will, you'll be recruited into it anyway. You don't just apply and you'll be accepted. You need to be a Biafran from the day you fight from your mother's womb before you are allowed to join the very elite volunteer force. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening to you. Please. Yeah, where are you calling from?
Yes, Anamakobi from Aba now.
What is happening?
It was a very horrible situation today. These danger with people are coming to Kyiv with impunity. These people are coming to Kyiv with impunity. They are not looking at anybody's face. We have come to a point, in fact, we had a face-to-face confrontation with them today. They took one person. I think we've come to a point where...
Why would you people allow them? Why would somebody place himself in a position that he or she can be taken like that? You must move you must move in a cluster. Do not break the cluster. You must be in a group. Don't...
These people. We're in a cluster. But what I'm trying to say at this point in time is that we need to do everything possible to defend ourselves. We may need something beyond just protesting unarmed, because these people are coming with impunity. They don't even want to...
No, we are... Listen very carefully. Listen. We know, and we are also going to kill them. From tomorrow, the game changes. We are also going to kill them. Wherever we see them, we're not even going to wait for them to attack us. We attack them first. From tomorrow, the game changes. From tomorrow, Abia State will be on fire. See, that's what the Ibarzo wants. Abia State will be on fire now, immediately now. Tomorrow. Listen to me. Now, you, as a human being, you can only face in one direction. And we outnumber them. Is that correct? We outnumber them. As they are facing one group, they shoot. Another group will come from behind and take them. And kill them. And take their guns from them. And cut off their heads. Don't just kill them. Cut off their heads. Bupuhisi, cut off their heads. So they will go to hell. They are going to hell. Cut off anybody you kill. Don't leave the body intact. Cut off the head. I take people who come there, they are mad people. Listen to me, from tomorrow, wherever you see a policeman or woman, kill that person. From tomorrow, anybody wearing army uniform, kill them, take their gun. There will be magazine in their gun, use it to kill a large number of them. Simple as that. It's a revolution. In a revolution, you don't sit and wait until somebody brings you a gun. Go and prepare any weapon you have. And come out. People say they need guns. Am I going to go to, if I go from Omuma, Omuma Road, I give you gun in Omuma, I go to Ososu and I give you, no, it doesn't work like that. Anything you is a revolution. Anything you have with you, you use it to kill your enemy. And they are all our enemies, all of them. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Please, your name and where you are.
I'm David, calling from Benin City.
What is happening?